Thank you for joining us. I'm going to introduce Sitali, the cooling breath. This breath is physically cooling, but it also has some other aspects. Because of the positioning of the tongue, it can increase salivation, and saliva carries many beneficial enzymes, including digestive enzymes. Also, the focus and concentration taken to do this breath make it a wonderful breath to center ourselves and bring our minds to focusing on just one thing. Let's begin by just breathing. So exhale completely through your nose. Relax and let the inhale take care of itself. Now, if you're congested or unable to breathe freely through your nose, of course, you would always go ahead and use your mouth. But the preference is to breathe through your nose. And when you exhale completely, your body will automatically inhale naturally and fully, replacing everything you exhaled out. So no stress, no strain. Just relax and let the inhale take care of itself. In the classic Sitali breath, you roll your tongue. So you're curving the outside edges of your tongue up and around. It's like you're trying to make a tube out of your tongue. If your tongue does not curl, and there are many people who have a different musculature in their tongue, and it really doesn't curl that way, you have several options. You can use your fingers to curl up the outside edges of your tongue, or you can use an alternate curl where you bring the tip of your tongue up and back so that the curl is going across your tongue instead of lengthwise. And what we're doing is providing a lot of surface area so that the air we're going to breathe in is flowing over the saliva on your tongue and being cooled on its way down into your lungs. Now, this is the opposite of breathing through your nostrils, where the function is for the air to come in and get heated up and filtered before it goes into your lungs. So take a moment to figure out how you're going to curl your tongue. You may not have been asked to do this recently. So now you have your tongue in a curl, and you're going to inhale through your mouth so that the air is coming in over the cooling saliva on your tongue and then moving down into your lungs. Then close your lips and exhale through your nose. And repeat. Inhaling through your curled tongue. Exhaling through your nose. Keep this up. Practice for the next minute, just kind of getting it smooth. Getting used to it. Now that you're breathing in through your curled tongue and out through your nose with a little more ease, now that you've practiced a little, draw your attention to the feeling, the coolness of the air moving in and across your tongue, down your throat, then closing your lips. Feeling the air moving out through your nostrils. Focus all your attention on this breath. Practicing one-pointed concentration, focusing your mind on just one thing, this cooling breath. Sitali is physically cooling. We're deliberately drawing cooler air down into the lungs. Sometimes it's so hot outside, we can feel like it's never going to be cool again. And this is a physical way to cool down your core. The mental focus it takes to breathe in such an unusual and unfamiliar way lets us focus the mind on the physical aspects of the breath. And one-pointed concentration, focusing on just one thing, is a good mental exercise. It's a meditation. It also lets us turn our focus away from anything that may be upsetting or disturbing us, allowing us to refresh and relax our minds as we cool our bodies. So continue breathing in through your rolled tongue and out through your nose for another minute. Now return to your normal breath. Relax your tongue. Exhale completely through your nostrils if you can. Then relax. Let the inhale through your nostrils take care of itself. There is a caution about this breath. Because you're drawing the air directly down into your lungs through your mouth, instead of filtering it, heating it, and humidifying it by breathing in through your nose, don't do this breath if the temperature around you is below 20 degrees Fahrenheit or below -6 Celsius. You don't want to be breathing cold air that potentially contains ice crystals directly down into your lungs. And this breath is most often done when it's quite hot and the physically cooling aspects would be welcome. Thank you for joining us.